Hi, my name is Raj Palmer, and you're tuned into Sunrise Radio. Today, we'll be speaking to Mehmood Nawaz, who is on the board of the British Transplant Games, which are taking place in Leeds Week. So let's just welcome Mehmood. Welcome to Sunrise Radio, Mehmood. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Thank you for joining us. So we're talking today about the British Transplant Games, which upon reading is in its 45th edition?
That's right, yeah. It's been running since 1978.
So tell us a bit about the impetus for the games.
So organ donation is quite a magical thing where people donate their organs to save people who are in need of an organ transplant, whether that be a heart, a liver, a kidney. So what the British Transplant Games is all about is to really celebrate that gift of life. And it encourages people who have been transplanted to take part in an annual games. It travels around the country. Very lucky that it's coming to Leeds in West Yorkshire. And its aim is to encourage people who've had a transplant to get active and therefore take part in the games, celebrate the wonderful medical science of transplantation, and really importantly, encourage people to talk about organ donation, because without the donor, without organ donors, they cannot be the transplants themselves. So it's just like a mini Olympics, really. And we're going to have something like 2,000. It's going to be one of the biggest games we've ever had. 2,000 people registering to take part, 800 of which are transplanted athletes, and you know, many, many of whom are children as well. So it'll be a great celebration of life next week.
Now, the games themselves are taking place from 28th of July to the 31st. Tell us a bit about the games. What kind of games are incorporated in the actual events?
So there's a whole bunch of stuff from six-a-side football to we've got a huge track and field events as well. So all kinds of, you know, basketball, there's all kinds of sports involved. And you know, also kind of more fun things like a tug of war and so on. So it's a whole set of events for the whole family, for all ages, just to really celebrate that getting active and taking part and the family of transplantation as well.
Now, how important would you say the games are to the community?
Oh, it's really important on a number of levels, really. It allows people that have had a transplant to get together and be with each other. And that's quite important. And it's probably shouldn't forget that over the COVID period as well, if you've had a transplant, you are immunosuppressed. So these are the clinically extremely vulnerable patients that we've seen so much about on the news, who've had to take extra precautions because of COVID as well. So the ability for people to get out again and meet each other and take part in the games is going to be really special. But the other special bit is actually bringing together just the transplanted athletes and transplant recipients in general, together with donor families. And obviously without the donor families, there can't be the transplantation. So it is a real celebration of, from a donor family side, like myself, seeing the amazing power of what that gift of donation has actually allowed. And from a transplant athlete side, being able to say thank you for their second chance and for having that ability to take part in the games and to celebrate life as well.
Now, I came across something called the Donor Run, which we will just touch upon in a second. Are there opportunities for the general public to be involved? I mean, I know I'm not very good at sports. So how would someone get involved?
So I just encourage everyone to check out the website. So that's britishtransplantgames.co.uk. And there's a couple of ways. So obviously coming along to watch and take part, you know, we're lucky that Leeds is hosting it, so it's local to us in West Yorkshire. So there's a chance to come and see all these different events, and on that website you'll find a whole program of events, exactly what sport is happening in what venue in Leeds, on what day and what time. And the other way is as you mentioned earlier, the Donor Run, and that's quite an amazing event. There'll be thousands of people, but it's a 3 kilometer or a 4 or 5 kilometer run or walk. I'll be walking myself, which is in starts at just outside the Royal Armouries, I think it is. But on the website BritishTransplantGames.co.uk, there's a link to sign up for that run. And what that brings together is the whole of the organ donation community, the transplant recipients, the donor families, the surgeons, the specialist nurses, everyone involved in organ donation. But that's open to anyone to take part, you know, supporters as well. So it's a great chance to get involved with a few other thousand people walking in Leeds. It's Saturday the 30th of July at 6:30 in the evening. So hopefully not as warm as it's been earlier on this week, so bearable, but it will be an amazing celebration. There'll be children there, there'll be adults there, and it will be just a wonderful celebration of life, everyone walking and running together.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. And a final message to the listeners of Sunrise Radio.
Yeah, I just encourage, you know, it's a brilliant event. It's a national event coming locally into Leeds. So I'd encourage everyone to check it out, see how you can get involved and take part. And we'd love, you know, from a transplantation perspective, especially amongst the Asian community, it's quite a high prevalence of need. You know, we're twice as likely to need a transplant. So a third of our waiting list today is ethnic minority patients. So we're receiving transplants. It would be great to sort of get involved and take part in the games and support this, because it really does help our communities.